The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Reclining at table with his disciples, Jesus was deeply troubled and testified, "Amen, amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, at a loss as to whom he meant. One of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining at Jesus' side. So Simon Peter nodded to him to find out whom he meant. He leaned back against Jesus' chest and said to him, "Master, who is it?" Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I hand the morsel after I have dipped it." So he dipped the morsel and took it and handed it to Judas, son of Simon the Iscariot. After Judas took the morsel, Satan entered him. So Jesus said to him, What you are going to do, do quickly." Now none of those reclining at table realized why he had said this to him. Some thought that since Judas kept the money bag, Jesus had told him, "Buy what we need for the feast," or "to give something to the poor." So Judas took the morsel and left at once, and it was night. When he had left, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. You will look for me, and as I told the Jews, where I go, you cannot come. So now I say to you." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, where are you going?" Jesus answered him, "Where I am going, you cannot follow me now, though you will follow me later." Peter said to him, "Master, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you." Jesus answered, "Will you lay down your life for me? Amen, amen, I say to you, the cock will not crow before you deny me three times." The Gospel of the Lord. Why didn't our Lord reveal Judas' name openly? Why did he just say it quietly to John? I was reading the Fathers this morning. St. John Chrysostom said this, "Because if all of them had known, Peter would have killed him." I kind of like that. I really have a great love for Peter. He would have taken him out. This gospel passage is what I spent most of my retreat reflecting on, I believe, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. As I read it on retreat, I almost skipped over the part where it says John laid his head on our Lord's chest. And I didn't even realize in the moment why, but there's been this pain in my heart, and again, this is all a revelation while on retreat, almost like this deep wound, because John is the image of the contemplative life, right? Those who leave everything to live a life of hidden prayer with our Lord. And I've gone through 8 years now as a priest, and deep within me, it's this thought that, gosh, unless I went and did that with my life, I'm never going to become as holy as I otherwise could have. Right? I'm not going to be the saint God calls me to be unless I leave everything to live a life of silent, hidden prayer. And so I skip over this part, John laying his head on the Lord's chest, and move forward. And I get to this. Our Lord says, "I'm going to leave you." And who is the one who has the courage to say, "Master, where are you going?" Simon Peter. And our Lord says, "Where I'm going, you cannot follow me now." And he has the confidence to continue and say, "Master, why can I not follow you now?" And all of a sudden, something struck me that I'd never realized before. Going back to John, laying his head on our Lord's chest, why did he do that? Because Peter nodded to him. Where did John get the courage to ask our Lord who would betray him? The confidence to lay his head on our Lord's chest. It was in and through Peter, who had the certitude that our Lord would give access to his heart. The busiest of all of the apostles, Simon Peter. And it was like our Lord saying to me, it's not by going and doing that with your life that you're going to gain access to my heart. It is by fulfilling my will for you. What would he later say to Simon Peter? As he looked back at John, I will lead you where you do not want to go. Follow me. And you will have access to my heart always. It is in and through the fulfillment of the vocation that I have given you. And the more perfectly you do that, the more I will give my heart fully to you. My brothers and sisters, let us ask Simon Peter that we might fulfill our vocations with a great love, first and foremost, for God. That we do them willingly out of love for him, with utter confidence that in and through that, his hearts belong to us. And may we have the courage to ask him for his heart. He wants to open it to us fully.